Yeah, we back with another episode of the Banana Bread and Moldy Cheese podcast. Y'all know what's going on. If y'all ain't seen the last episode, that shit was funny as hell. I recommend y'all go check that out. Link in bio. Y'all already know. And if y'all didn't know, it's your boy Young Demi, aka White Boy Wonder.
And this your boy Input. That's all I got to say.
My name is Ricky. Y'all already know. Y'all know my man.
Yo, it's your boy, Young BBC.
He said Young BBC.
Young BBC.
It's your boy, Bald Eagle. Five. All right, let's go. So, we've got a couple of questions, and we wrote them down. We just Googled, like, podcast questions, because we don't know what the fuck to do. So, here we go. So, the first question is... what do people misunderstand about you most? So everyone has to answer. Let's like start with Gilbert because he introduced himself first, I guess.
What do people misunderstand about me most? Damn. I mean, people like, they never really tell me. I don't know. I never had someone to tell me like, oh, I thought you were this or I thought you were this. I mean, sometimes people tell me like, especially on online, they'd be like, oh, I thought you were like 19 years old. I'm like, bro, what is he saying? Because nobody in real life say that shit to me ever. So that's what I got to say.
But don't people, like, assume anything about you when they see you?
I mean, not really. Like, I've had some, for no reason at all, black people say I'm racist. I mean, that's just, I don't even know. Maybe I look racist or something, but...
I mean, you actually voted for the racist party of Sweden, so... That could be why, but I don't know.
And that is very much cash.
Yeah, that is the truth.
You walk around with the NMR merch, you know, the Nordic Nazistic Foundation.
That is, it's fashion, bro. It's, oh my.
Yeah, it is kind of drippy, though, not gonna lie.
Exactly.
We're in that shit right now.
It's not
bro.
For the message, it's fashion, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's fashion.
Yeah, I feel like people would actually think, like, no cap, that you're homeless when they see... No, I'm joking.
Damn.
We can continue up. With the input.
I guess people think I'm more, like, of a normal Swede, I guess, than I am.
Yeah, he's pretty fucking weird.
Sure, so. Yeah, no, but like, people think of like the, you know, there's like a normal type of Swede, like the one.
Tage Malmqvist stereotype.
Swedes. Yeah, they think he's straight too, I'm not, but that's wrong.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Like days. A guy who listens to Tupac and like, oh, but there's a rap band. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's called Hovet, which is like Swede. Yeah, hip hop for Swedes.
Very streamlined.
But yeah, exactly. And like, I don't listen to that stuff, and I'm not really that typical of a Swede, I'd say.
This guy,
except maybe for
to
my hairstyle.
Oh, shit, he exposed himself. This guy listens to the fucking gangsta rap. Y'all learn now.
I heard gangsta bitch.
Next person.
I don't really know. I mean, you guys know me, so maybe you can answer that question for me.
I think, didn't you talk about so like people assuming things about you once?
Did I?
I don't know. I just thought you did. That's why I added the question, to be honest.
I don't know what people assume of me. When I like, I don't know, maybe, I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay. Fuck it.
Yeah, to be honest, I can't like come up with any preconceptions of him either. So
yeah, you look
I'm
like
kinda normal.
You look kind of like, it's hard to assume anything when I see you because you don't look Swedish, but you don't look like you come from an exotic country either.
Yeah, you have a really like casual style, so it's hard to like.
Yeah, not too Swedish, but not too fucking Australian or some shit either.
Yeah, you're just Rickard.
Bro, why is this dude's leg all up in the camera, bro?
Let me see that leg hair, bro.
Off the fucking screen.
Bro, wait, what? Are you using a filter?
Yo, what is this, man? Okay. Stop that shit now, bro.
Yosh, what do people misunderstand about you the most?
Bro, people think I'm fucking young as fuck.
You are? No.
Bro, they say I'm 12.
This motherfucker, 11 years old.
That's tough, that's tough.
Blah. Some bitches say I'm 12, bro.
Well, I think they just dissing you. I'm not gonna care.
Yeah.
That's a whip. Look at that forehead.
Look at your mama pussy, bro. Yo, not gonna lie. Take off your cap, bro. Show us your forehead.
Oh, nah. Oh, you had to do that.
Gonna do it right. It's not so that bad.
He got a pretty small forehead, to be fair.
Alright. Be right
you
back.
You just compared the two foreheads.
Bro, right back. You even have a hairline, bro.
Cut, go crazy.
Shut up.
Hiding the big ass forehead.
I need to get it out.
Okay, Chameleon.
People don't really like us. I don't think people say what they assume if they assume anything to me about me, but I had like a summer job, I guess, and when I wrote like the contract, they thought I was over 18, so I weren't supposed to work there if I was under 18, but it was like, yeah, fuck it, why not? So yeah.
Oh yeah, that kind of happened to me once. I was at a hospital. You had to be 18 to go in. And the receptionist, they just thought I was 18, so they just let me in. And when I got in to see the doctor, they was like, yeah, can I see your ID first? And then they kicked me out.
Oh, shit. I don't know, do we have any preconception of our boy Clean?
Bro, with this specific cut this man has at this certain moment, I think we can guess what people assume about him.
Yeah, I was about to say that, but I didn't want to say it.
Bro, but they are right though.
One of his close comrades.
Exactly.
Okay, let's not get demonetized.
Oh, that's true.
Too late.
What are like your craziest childhood memories from when you were like under 10 years old? Or under 11, 12 or some shit, I don't know.
Bro, I had one when I was like, I don't even know how old I was. Like 8, 9. I was at this skating park, right? With my parents. I was doing some hella cool tricks. I didn't even know. The cameras weren't on, so y'all don't know. But we was doing some crazy shit. And then, I don't know why, but I tried to do this like somersault, like a flip off the damn skating bowl into the bowl. So I was like, this is finna impress all the ladies. That was hella girls in there too. So I did this shit, and then like I did two of them, and then I landed on my face, and then I got like a concussion. And then the whole ambulance came. My mama was screaming like, what the fuck is you doing, boy? Then I got thrown into them ambulance, and then I don't remember nothing else.
Hey, for real?
Yeah, I swear on everything.
Skater boy.
She was crazy.
Oh, yeah. This one went into the ambulance. We received these books that we had wrote like maybe in the third grade. I don't know. I don't remember. But we received them in the ninth grade. The end of them, and I had this story like that I was always afraid of Santa, but the story is a bit weird. It goes like this. So I actually wrote this down in the book that I received now, and it's like a question to myself if I was still afraid of Santa. Because I was afraid of Santa because he had always looked through my window before he came.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Yo!
That ain't right.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Bro, did he actually look through your window? Or?
Yeah. It was super scary.
Bro, what do you look like, bro?
Santa, bro. And the thing is that I didn't know who it was because both parents were in the house and my siblings and everyone, so I didn't know who it was. So that was creepy, bro.
That is some child predator shit, though.
Yeah.
That's some Leon child predator type shit.
Oh, the armor coming up in this.
Oh,
look at the window.
Name dropping like crazy.
Let's not.
I have this
go
one
into further detail.
My brother, Demi.
I have this one story from when I was in kindergarten. We used to listen to this like radio station called the Radio Monkey or some shit, and they had like a logo with a like really weird like monkey, and there was a guy next. He like lived near my kindergarten, and he used to like walk around and look at us, and this guy looked just like that monkey, but he was black. So I told him, bro, you look like that monkey.
That's crazy.
Hey, that's great.
Hey Gila, let's touch tips.
Bro, I'm not there on your screen. I'm like to the side of you, bro.
Let me screenshot. Bro, look at this.
Hey.
I'm touching Josh right now, but we got different orders, I think.
Come here.
Yeah.
Anybody else have some childhood memories?
Nope. I have such a bad memory, so I can't remember like anything from my childhood. I just remember one time in kindergarten when we just ran around playing. And apparently, I don't even remember this. But apparently I fell. I don't even know what I fell on. So I hit out both of my teeth. What are they even called?
Front
two teeth?
Teeth
at the front.
Yeah, what? Front teeth, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, the front teeth.
Two teeth.
Yeah, I hit both of them out. So they were like hanging from my mouth. Like shit on here.
And
the funny thing is that the kindergarten teacher just pushed them up again and like pretended as if nothing had happened. And one of the teeth is like rotten and stuff, but they didn't want to do anything about it. So
I don't know who told me this, but I think it was Moritz who told me when he was in kindergarten, they weren't allowed to shit on the breaks, so they had like a bucket. Like, you know, we're like this sand playing buckets, and everyone just used to go there and shit in it.
Oh, imagine playing in there and you just stick up like a shit.
Yeah, you're playing with fucking sand and literal shit.
Bro.
Kinda dope.
Nah, that was Gabriel.
Oh, maybe.
Exposed.
Oh, yeah, Leon.
Be there.
Yes, sir. Tigo, shut the fuck up.
Tigo.
Fucking retard.
He ain't here today.
Yeah, Leon.
I'm a fucking
so man. I actually bought this.
Hey,
see what this is.
Sir, yes, sir.
Pomegranate.
Yes, sir.
Some backstory. I think it was yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday.
I got in like my Instagram recommender or some shit that. If you drink a lot of like pomegranate juice, you will actually get a bigger penis because it actually boosts your testosterone. Oh, shit. So I googled it.
I thought about to buy some.
Yeah, and it's actually true. You will get a bigger penis if you drink like, I don't know, 1 box of juice every 2 days.
Are you for real?
I drank 1 liter today, so I'm gonna drink one every day.
Yeah.
I am ordering it right now.
You can buy it at your local stop.
You will also get like more beard and like more mustache and stuff.
Yeah, I've seen it with. You also told me that.
If you drink apple juice, you get bigger pee-pee.
If you drink ginger, apple juice. Like ginger ale and shit, you will also have a bigger penis. But who the fuck wants to drink like ginger ale all of the time? It doesn't even taste that good. Like, it's decent. It's decent.
But as we say in Sweden, man får brösta den.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Do it for the dick.
You have to do
I
it.
I just saw my TV screen.
Bro.
What the fuck is going on with your TV, though? It looks like it's breaking.
Nah, I just put on some screensaver. I don't even know.
Okay, so...
I looked it up, and it says that pomegranate juice there are studies that have proved that pomegranate juice give harder erections. It acts like a natural Viagra.
But
it says here, no, I'm afraid it doesn't matter how much of this fruit juice you down per day, it will not make your penis bigger.
No. Fuck.
Yes.
Big L. Big L.
There is no magic thing for penis enlargement. There isn't even a pill.
Oh, shit.
Damn, bro.
Just bought this juice for nothing.
Damn, bro. We disappointed.
That's cap. We're gonna drink this anyway. Pray that we get to 3 inches. Let's go, boys.
We're pulling his hair right now.
Yeah. This dude.
Okay. Wait, did you have anything, Josh, about the childhood memories?
Nah, I'm a retard.
Okay, yeah, for it, no. Next question then.
Bro, honestly, I feel like these questions are boring as a motherfucker. I feel like I have, like, if we could tell, like, stories that, like, happened recently. If y'all have any of those, like, some crazy shit that happened recently.
Bro.
If y'all have any stories like that.
Alright, hey, alright. Alright. This happened today.
Oh, oh shit.
Yeah. Yes, sir. All right.
Bro, stop the name dropping, though.
stop the name dropping, bro. Nah, all right.
This name was that even today?
That was today.
No. But when we was supposed to sleep there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so when we were there, fucking Ulle was sleeping with Leon already knows.
Wait, who?
Sleeping with who?
How she looks.
She has glasses. And she has Gabriel.
No,
they was
everybody.
You only had boxers on. Only three people slept in the sofa,
bro.
Only three people slept in the sofa.
We found both of you half naked in the same bed.
Lacking.
That was kind of sus, bro.
That's not something you,
bro.
We spanked your ass like crazy.
I was trying to keep away from there, though,
bro. It's a W, though.
No.
W in
it. Think of the
person.
Everybody. No. It ain't even a W. Okay, so look, everybody was sleeping in the sofa and it was like really fucking hot. So
I decided to go to the
master
sofa,
bedroom, which was empty. So I went there, like laid down in the bed, and then she came like after me.
So who has glasses?
Yo, bro, you know the neighbor.
I stupid, brother.
I can't remember. Bro. Is it the bitch with the big titties?
Nah.
What the
who
hell?
Is it, bro? I can't remember.
You know
the one with the Gabriel hair.
The dictator. The smart ass.
Oh, that's crazy.
Also, one thing that is funny is that you can hear like everything in this house. The walls are so fucking thin. We could hear like every like little word you said through the wall.
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh.
We were listening, bro. We were listening.
So what did he say?
I don't even remember. What did he say? I was so fucking
tired. This motherfucker, Leon, he was like laying with
Bro, stop fucking name dropping!
Oh my name dropping, bro.
Stop name dropping, though. Stop fucking name dropping.
Like, look through this thing and censor the names.
Yeah, it's okay. No more name dropping. It's gonna be so.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, Liam, but tell us about that. What happened?
Like yo, bro, who's
the glass bitch? That is not a W, but
no.
But I mean the other.
Yo, I did.
That, I'm like, okay.
Let's hope they never find this podcast, okay?
Bro, you gotta tell us, bro.
The funny thing was, I was outside. I was supposed to sleep outside.
Yeah, on the balcony.
On the balcony.
You were literally on the balcony all alone listening to music for like 5-6 hours. And you didn't even sleep. You were just sitting there listening to music.
Yeah, I was just looking out.
Bro, just both these dudes were sleeping with girls, and you was out there alone on the balcony, bro.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna fucking third wheel.
That's true.
Bro, I walked out of that bitch, and I walked down the road, and I could still hear you guys. Like, what were you, bro?
We were loud as fuck. And I also, I threw up, we went to Burger King and I threw up like where you throw all of the food away, you know?
Yeah.
And the security was coming and shit.
Yeah, and me and Ulle, we just walked away from there.
Like, I don't know that guy.
Yeah, we already ordered our food. Crazy.
It was Friday night and there was a lot of people outside, so it was fucking packed in that Burger King.
Yeah, it was funny though, because we were talking to like the people behind us in the queue.
Yeah.
And they were really nice to talk to too.
Yeah.
Like, he said it was going to do backflips and stuff, and then he said he lied. But yeah.
It's fun because
it was funny either way.
I was tired as fuck, so I didn't even take the receipt from the like self-ordering shit. But you don't even need it. You just walk up to like the desk and just take whatever the fuck you want, to be honest.
Yeah, I remember like when you were supposed to take it.
Yeah,
because we stood next to each other. You just said like what you had ordered.
Yeah,
and then like the person behind the desk, she was like, I don't know if you can get this. And then someone else just came up and grabbed it and threw it at you.
Yeah, yeah. So they were like, another stop.
Yeah, you can't have that.
Yeah, that fucking king, help me out. Yeah.
Bro,
I was about to like show the fucking car transaction and shit.
Bro, that party was lit though. It's a shame we start school, bro. Like, how y'all feel about that?
Yeah, it's gonna be fucking sad, like, not to be in the same class as Gabriel and all of the dudes, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
And Ulle Steyer, like, it's gonna be sad.
We're gonna be all alone.
Yeah.
I truly believe that we aren't gonna find friends like each other.
No, we're not gonna get the same connection for you, though.
Bro, the thing is, we're gonna be in the classroom. And then somebody gonna come up to us, like start a conversation. Are we gonna do some weird shit? Like they gonna run away. Like, we're gonna be like, oh shit.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
No.
We're only going to have like 3 years to get to know these people, but we have actually known each other for like, I don't know, 6-7 years. I don't even remember.
I have went to the school for 10 years.
Yeah. We're never gonna get the same connection with these new classmates.
If it just feels like they're gonna be so mainstream, yes.
Yeah. But at the same time, Tog, only we went to in our class for 3 years, and it still feels like a long time.
Oh,
so
that's true.
I don't think three years is a long time though.
To be honest, we made Tog weird. Like, he was that kind of dude. He was the dude we wouldn't become friends with. But yeah, we made him like weird as fuck. So now we're
like
friends.
Do you remember Felix? Like, bro, we made him weird.
Yeah, he was pretty normal before.
Easter egg.
comment down below if you saw that. Comment down below.
Wait, bro, was that his dad? Wait, hold on.
Yo.
Wait, who?
No offense, like, no.
Who?
No face. All right.
Oh wait, does he have a filter or not? I can't see.
Is that a filter or what's going on?
Bro, low key, it looks like you, bro. Low key.
Bro.
Oh my god.
Obamba.
Don't worry about it.
We made so much fucking noise yesterday, like, oh my god, we like played music and just jumped around and shit.
It was so fun, bro.
Yeah, free.
You had makeup and everything.
Yo, yeah, yo, let me pull up a picture, bro.
Oh,
I got one.
Bro, if he has one, we gonna show it on the screen, cause like, damn, he was pretty hot, like, okay. He will make it.
Nah, tripping.
Yeah, we can pop up a picture actually.
No, the only picture I could find.
I got
this one.
Yo, who is that, bro? Who is that? That is not me,
Hans Germer's stepson.
Name dropping.
Oh shit! Oh, sorry.
Hans Gamer, you mean?
Oh yeah, Hans the Gamer.
Hans Gamer.
My favorite YouTuber.
That's what he said.
Yes, sir.
One thing that you guys actually don't know is me and Björn, we thought about surprising everyone and inviting our old classmates that we didn't invite to all of the other parties, but we didn't do it because we didn't do it in time.
Wait, like, what classmates?
Oh wait,
you know
the old Snapchat group?
Yeah, like we were about to invite the ones that we didn't want to invite, if you know what I mean.
Why though?
That's a
like,
prank.
If y'all don't...
Imagine if they just showed up from nowhere.
If y'all don't know, we had this right when we ended school the first time. We had this thing where we invited everybody on, like, we go out and have a party and shit.
Yeah, all of the classmates.
Yeah, but there were a couple people that nobody wanted to invite, so we left them out. And then
they got mad.
They were mad as hell. They even told the teachers about this shit. So, like, we made a group with them too. We added them and like invited them too, but they didn't want to come. So now this dude is saying sorry.
if they came, bro. It was Björn's idea though. I just thought that it would be dope. But then we were like, in the last minute, we thought that it was too late. Like, nah, fuck this.
And they wouldn't even come anyways.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna grab some Africa.
They said they wouldn't come. Boys. But I think they would have come. They would have came if we invited them.
Yeah, for sure. Last party.
Might be too.
Yeah.
Bro, if y'all have some parties with y'all new class, y'all better invite me too, bro.
You're gonna be like
no
Moritz.
Cap.
Yeah, bro. I'm just walking in there, get some bitches. You feel me?
We're probably gonna have like one party at first to get to know each other, and then we can have like a big ass party with all the new classes, you know.
Everybody gonna be there, bro.
The thing is, if you throw a party like right in the beginning, you're not gonna know anyone, so you're not gonna be able to go crazy, you know.
No,
you don't want to go
if everybody junked.
Yeah,
I think that's capital. Yeah, if everybody, I think you get to know each other a lot faster.
Yeah. I think so too.
But maybe
it brings out the like.
The problem is people would base your personality off the drunk version of you, and that's not really like that's not really how you are when you're not drunk. When you're sober, so people would just assume a lot of.
It's more fun either way. So,
you can get more like relaxed with them, and then you can probably.
That's true, but like the crazy thing is. Every one of us in urban is gonna change a lot with this new shit. Like, everyone around us, like, we shaped the personality we are today. Yeah. Now the people we are with this coming year is gonna change our whole personality and shit.
I haven't even thought of that.
I think
I'm gonna change everybody around me.
Bro.
if you're gonna turn everybody to urban, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Just turn like everyone in your class to urban, and there will be like 100 members of urban.
If you don't stay true to like who we are, you're gonna be like a whole different person in like 2 weeks, really.
Yeah, like somebody else, a Chinese person that we used to hang with.
Yeah.
I don't know who I'm talking about.
Do you mean Lamu?
Yes, Lamu.
Lamu?
Yes. So y'all gotta promise that y'all won't like become no Lamu version, like.
Hell no,
bro. We still hang out, all of us, so we can just like keep each other intact. You know?
Yeah, you know, yeah. I'm too weird to go normal now. I will have to keep staying
weird. We've normal, gone so. Too far, bro.
Who wants to be far. Around normal people?
What, yeah, what? It's too late what? To go normal yeah, now. You're going to be boring.
And one thing we could do, because, like, they say, like, when you get new friends in the new school, you're just going to start hanging out with them. And, like, you don't want to invite the others because it's going to be weird. But if you're hanging out with your new school friends, invite us, too, so we can get to know them. And then we can all chill, you feel me?
Yeah, introduce that way, them to the urban guys.
Yeah, because that way we can keep urban going, you feel me?
Yeah, we can just first meet as the group we are now. And then we can maybe invite a couple of people from our classes.
Yeah, if they're, like one by one. People.
Like the nice people.
Yeah.
One by one. Once we, like... They can like do a bigger urban expand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Adding members. I don't feel like I'm not gonna name drop, but the short gremlin looking dude should not be an urban, bro. He should not be an urban, bro.
Wait, the short.
Bro, but he's nice though.
Yeah, but he's not urban. He's never been in no video. He's never done
but
no roof climbing.
He has actually offered to be in videos though. Like whenever I come up with ideas,
oh,
he's always.
Oh, you mean Thanos?
No, not Thanos. No. We mean the guy
Thanos
with the brown.
Thanos is in urban, bro.
The guy
I'm
with
talking
the,
about
the brown Logan Paul guy. You know.
Short.
He has brown Logan Paul.
Short guy.
He always
Darts
has Armani.
With M.
He has Armani
with
hair
M.
close.
Yes.
Eh? Armani close.
M. Yes.
He has been in all parties, bro.
I've been
wait,
with him
wait,
more
wait.
Than I've been with any of you, like, for the past 2
more,
months.
More.
Oh! Wait,
I remember,
bro.
Oh.
Yes.
Bro, he's not moving much.
Like, to be honest, though, we have, like, a...
How is it Logan Paul?
We have, like, a Snapchat group for Urban, and he's always one of the first guys to, like, accept being in a video, though. We just never include him for some fucking reason. We should do that, but though because I think he's kind of late.
Like, he's a little cool, but I don't think he has, like, that big of a personality, you feel me? Like, no hate towards him, but, like...
I mean, I don't know. I get what you mean, but you just need to, like, have sex with him first, you know?
Yeah.
I accept the challenge.
Oh, accept the challenge.
Can you shut the fuck up? I'm trying to eat my jollof rice, bro.
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 Bro. This dude.
It's good to be black, bro.
I think he's one of the boys, to be honest, but I get what you mean. He's not like he's not one of the OGs.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes time.
We don't know him very well. I literally have been friends with him for like 4 months. I've known him since I was like 5 years old, but I haven't been friends with him until like 2.
I feel like none of us are like really close to him.
I think I'm pretty close to him right now because he's been sleeping at my house, like, every time we had parties and stuff. Yeah, we've been in the same bed. I've, like, seen his penis.
Would you, like, call him alone and, like, ask him to hang out, like, alone?
I would low-key do that, though.
Yeah, me too, actually. Like, I like him.
Yeah.
He's nice.
I think you guys don't know him very well because you don't want to know him.
Yeah, I think he's really, like, chill.
If you're watching this podcast... Then you know
I do not like you.
Oh, shit.
No offense.
I think though,
I do not
the other
you.
I think if they're someone is sure going to, if someone is going to like split ways or whatever you say with Urban, it is the other short guy.
Well, yeah, because he already like started making new friends and shit.
You already know, like he pretty much already told us that he won't be a lot.
God complex, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, you think?
He already told
yeah,
us
he,
that
no,
he
no, no,
doesn't
he already
like
started
us.
His new class, but I think he would like...
I don't really think so. I think the first person to leave is, you know, the first person to get the might.
First person
bro.
To get what?
The might Bane.
The might Bane.
The sea, the sailing
might,
dude.
Might Bane VW8 version 1.
Yeah, I do think though that
the... bro, he's already left us. Like
he's already left. No cap.
The shorty though, he 2 months ago I would say that he definitely would leave because he was like, I don't really fuck with you guys. But he
bro,
has got.
We can name drop him though.
Yeah, Bjorn, but he's been better now, though. I think he changed his mind.
But I feel like he only hangs with us if the girls in the class are involved.
Yeah, kind of true. But for real, 2 months ago, he thought we were annoying as fuck, but I think he's starting to respect us more now. I think old Bjorn is coming back.
The old Bjorn boy.
Yeah.
He's back.
He's back in club.
Shit, might be. I don't know.
Yeah, we are going to find out.
I better turn on some music. I need some tunes.
Don't do that, bro. You're going to ruin the mic shit, bro.
Yeah, don't do it. Audio. What are you
talking about? Nah.
Don't my do microphone is good.
Cancel your plans of doing that, sir.
Yeah, don't do it.
Ain't happening.
You're not going to hear what we're saying. So it's going to come out.
This is going to be live right now. Yeah, exactly.
So what are our plans for the future? For videos and stuff like that?
We're trying to do...
Sorry for interrupting you, but like I'm trying to do another 100k steps video because y'all really like that one. I don't know why, but y'all like
plans
that
for like months now, but
yeah,
we just need to make it
I want to proceed real. Yeah, I want to proceed with the like challenge part of Urban. I think we should kind of drop like the rooftoping shit and stuff because I don't know, I've gotten tired of it.
You can do rooftops occasionally.
Yeah,
occasionally, but I think the challenge part of Urban is actually more, like, it's funnier and it's more challenging. Yeah. Like, 100k steps, Toe of Satan, future video, and stuff like that.
Yeah. We have a lot planned, but we just... How are we going to do it? We just have to do it on the weekends, I think.
Yeah, school is starting now.
Maybe we should try on uploading every weekend, maybe.
I think we should do at least one podcast every week because they're pretty easy to make. We just need subjects. We can, like, think. Like, if we make one podcast every Friday, we can just think the whole week what we should do.
Yeah. But we should also make a normal video.
Yeah, we should also make challenges, of course, and stuff like that.
But when are we going to do, like, the 100k step video? We have... the spicy thing video too, but I'm not gonna do that one. I'm not gonna care.
I think the most like sensitive people should do it.
Which one?
Nah, I'm literally going down the spot. I'm literally as white as I get, bro. I can't do no spicy food, bro.
I think Richard, you're pretty sensitive to spicy food, right?
I'm really spicy.
Yeah, and I'm sensitive as fuck as well. So I think me and Richard should do it because we're gonna have like the best reactions.
Yeah,
we are gonna get fucked up.
You'll have the best reactions.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do it too, bro.
But
I like spicy food, but not too spicy, you know.
Bro, I'm literally like, I'm so fucking sensitive, but I'm just gonna sit there and like stare into fucking oblivion like this.
You're gonna run around like, just scream.
Yeah. Well, I literally sit there in silence thinking I'm gonna die. Like, that's all I do.
when I ghost pepper noodles, bro.
Like, I'll be eating the chili sauce at McDonald's. I'll be like running around the whole fucking thing.
What if you're not like, swear, take you open your mouth and just pour in chili?
Bro, I'll be drinking yogurt right out of the fucking corner, bro.
Wait, did the DVD thing just hit the corner? Wait, I'm pretty sure it hit the corner like a couple of seconds ago.
I'll check the timestamps. Oh, and the first time it hits the corner is like at 30 minutes.
Corner?
Wait. Ah.
It was very close to hitting the corner then.
It's gonna hit the corner now. Okay, look.
Okay, don't block it.
Oh!
Hey!
cheating,
but still nice.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So, next weekend, or are we doing the 100k then?
I want to do it, bro.
I'm down.
check if it's gonna rain.
Yeah, it's actually gonna rain a lot, so we might not be able to do it, but let's check.
If it doesn't rain, it kind of is the perfect weather. Like, it's not that hot anymore.
Should I write to Urban?
My birthday like 3 days after that.
Wait,
so,
let me check the weather.
And I wanna be able to walk around.
So next weekend, it's not going to be sunny, and it's going to rain a little bit, you know, like 1.2 millimeters.
That's low-key fire, though, like, it cools us off and shit.
Yeah, like last time.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be colder than last time, but we got pretty hot, I remember, when we walked last time. Like, I was sweating a lot.
That could be because it got real, But actually, I think we are good because the temperature, it doesn't really go down as much
anymore. Yeah, on the nights.
Yeah.
And it's not going to get hotter because it's like the summer is over pretty much.
Yeah.
So we're going to wait. We're going to have to wait like a whole year if we don't do it soon.
Yeah.
True.
What happened to Ole?
Oh, I don't even know.
Hans Gamer turned off his Wi-Fi.
Oh, for real.
Rest in peace.
This is just a random thought, but I have literally thrown up more this summer than I have done like in my whole life.
Yo.
Hey. No. Might be another Tage said maybe.
Ooh.
And Tage was with us last time. More rights said maybe too.
Yeah, I told you he's always the first one to say yes.
He said maybe, bro. So it's like.
Bro, I'm always down for that 100k, you know.
He said, should we go north?
Nah, it's better than going south, bro.
But we already went south.
Yeah, south was last time, so north is better this
All right,
time.
We
but the people to, south were so, like, nice.
Yeah,
we go up Värmland.
The people south are racists, though, so we can't bring Josh. No, I'm just kidding.
but the girls there in the south, they asked us for our Snapchats. Like,
yeah, but that was a Konka. It was a there.
No, it wasn't.
Meh.
I talked to her. She said it was a there.
Oh, that's cap.
She probably capping, bro. Like,
cap.
Bitches be lying. That's all they do. Oh, God.
They didn't want Ulla Snap. They wanted Erika's.
Oh, catch the 4K. That's we could go north, though, bro. Like, everybody the same. It don't matter. They're not nice or south.
I get so. The temperature isn't that much of a difference, so...
He said, should we go to Stenungsund?
We will Where have to that? Check maps. Like, I have for no the idea, bro. Stuff. It's, yeah, I was actually in there, like, 2 weeks ago.
Nah.
It's pretty nice like, up there.
Yeah, we have to go a bit more overkill this time with cameras and all that stuff.
Yeah, I will actually have to, like, check before which choose.
It's like, after this dude, our leader left...
Oh shit, you're pointing at the wrong dude.
We were so tired.
Yeah, that's me.
After this dude left, the filming started going bad.
Yeah.
Like, there was no content.
But we were so fucking tired, like...
I will try to push more this time. And we also have Sweatcoin this time, so we'll make some cash as well.
Yeah.
I got, like,
everybody gotta choose.
Yeah,
choose
I got, like...
breaker.
Ooh, yeah, that's true, because it's a cap.
Yeah.
I got 720 sweat coins right now, I think. Something like
Damn,
that.
Damn, boy. Oh, I got 708.
Oh, wait, dude, it's a corner.
Yo. I hit the corner again. Hit the corner.
Oh, shit. Best moment. Also,
I'm not the only one who's looking at that one.
We need to take pictures, like, tomorrow or some shit for our banner. I'm gonna make a new banner. More like a Sidemen-style banner, you know, with all the boys in it. So we have to take some, like, nice clickbaity pictures for the banner like tomorrow.
Yeah, and in the 100k steps we gotta have some booties in the damn thumbnail. We gotta find some girls on the way.
Bro,
we gotta like make them twerk and shit. Like,
we got Gilbert though.
Bro, I thought you was talking about something. We got me and Josh. We gonna throw it back on the damn camera. You already know what's going on. Low-key, we could find some girls
to
the north.
Bro,
go crazy.
Look at the chat.
Also,
oh hell nah, boy.
You guys don't even know about this yet, but I'm making an urban clips channel, like best moments from the podcast and shit, because YouTube implemented a clip feature for channels that are partnered, and we are actually partnered and shit now, so we will be able to actually like clip videos like Twitch.
How the fuck do we get partnered?
Let's go.
Yeah, we got monetized.
It's not that hard.
So.
We're famous.
It is hard as fuck. Stuff. You know. People pay like thousands of dollars to get partnered, no cap, on Epic NPC. Because I used to sell channels and shit, and people paid a lot for that shit.
Yo.
Yeah, this is like my third monetized channel. All of the other ones have gotten terminated. So when you get partnered, you need to be like really fucking careful what you do.
So. We have an idea of a prank. I don't know if we should reveal it right now.
No, is it could, a prank? Prank yeah, on could... one of the members or just a...
No, just the bird. A bird prank.
Oh, the right. Impractical Jokers type
yeah.
prank.
I was thinking, like, be fun. Are we gonna... First, we're in Sweden right now, and are we gonna talk English to, like...
Yeah, I think it would work if yeah, we speak the... English. Like, yeah, Sweden is one of the countries where people know the most English.
Yeah,
yeah, true. But at the same time, like, it would be weird if we started talking English to them.
Not really.
I think they would, like, I understand. Mean, they think it was a prank.
But, fuck it. Why not?
We could put subtitles, like...
But that would be...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That would, be, that would be strange, though. We will speak English for sure.
Yeah, I think you will get more fun here. Like, the Swedish, how do you say it? Accent.
Yeah, probably.
With the reactions.
Yo, I got an idea for the bird prank. The last person we're going to go up to with the bird, we're going to hand him a tough Satan.
Ooh.
We're gonna wrap it up in a normal lollipop.
Bro, I don't think nobody gonna lick a lollipop from a stranger, bro.
I think that's a crime. Yeah. I think that's a crime, actually.
Yeah, because
we don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck. We post a video of us trespassing, bro. We don't give a fuck.
We don't even have any videos left of us like breaking
laws
or anything.
We're paid actors, so we never trespass.
Sure, that's true.
Right, no, but if they wanted to and they found a video, they can. I think they can. Like, we can get in big trouble for that.
Maybe. We should invite some random dude on the street to be in the Toe of Satan challenge.
Ooh.
Like someone in our age. We just walk up to people and be like, "Yo, do you want to be in this video?" That would actually be. I think
yeah,
that could work.
Usually ask them like after the clip, when you walked away. Like, okay, are you okay with being in the clip?
No, I mean, like, we actually invite them to do it with us.
Yeah, that
to
could
do
work.
The challenge. That would be fun.
Do, like,
because we don't know them at all.
Or
no,
we can
like,
do,
someone
like,
we don't know.
We will pay you if you can, like, have this in your mouth, like, 10 minutes.
No, fuck that. We won't pay them shit.
but they won't do it, bro. 10 minutes.
I would do it. If someone asked me, like, do you want to be in this fucking Toe of Satan extreme challenge or some shit, I would be like, yeah, I'm down. Course.
Yeah, of course they'll be down, but they're gonna fail.
Yeah, but we will have, like, it will be pressure because they are with random people, like, they want to show off, you know?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Especially if we bring some baddies with us or something.
Like, behind the camera. Like, judges.
Like, I feel like low-key when we do the 100k step video, if we see, like, strangers on the pathway, we should also troll them for, like, more content and shit. That would be funny.
Yeah.
We have also thought about doing like a vlog series, like Day in the Life of Urban, for like 6 months now. We haven't done a single one yet, even though we have had like days where we could have done like interesting videos, but we just haven't thought of it. So maybe we should start doing that as well.
Like, yeah, we
first
could
day
do that.
For sure.
But then we have to, like, it's not gonna be a normal day because. We don't do stuff every day.
I mean,
when we just hang out, we just chill.
Yeah, but literally just recording. Like, I have so much fucking crazy memories from when we were at Gabriel's house, like on Snapchat. We do like some weird ass shit when we're there, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, it hit the corner.
No, that was not corner. I looked.
Shouldn't we remove the fucking gold digger? Pranks on
nah, it's getting us mad paper, bro.
We need money, bro.
No cap.
Two years old.
I was thinking of deleting it, but we are getting like 90% of our revenue from that video, so
We can't even.
A real gold digger prank. I wish we could do that.
We had the money for that,
but we don't have any money.
The capital is broken.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the bird prank video, we're gonna be cruising on our scooters, have people in our headphones telling us what to do, and we gotta do whatever they say. It's gonna be crazy. Me and Rick, we went out and did this shit like willingly. Like, we just did crazy shit. We had a day pass, like we could ride all we want. And then we said like we asked them for directions, and then we just, when they were talking, we would just speed it off in front of them, like stare at them, and it's all like, I swear. And then like, we asked, we went up to people like, hey, I have a question, and then we were like, was yeah, funny as hell.
We would like stop other bicycles and like,
yeah, we, there was another thing, another dude like driving the scooter. We was like, wait. And then when he stopped, he was like,
fuck,
I swear. She was funny as hell. We gotta do that shit.
It doesn't sound as fun. It's funny when you talk about it, but it's super funny when you.
Bro, it is so funny.
And we can't really see their reactions either. So their reactions probably.
Yeah, like, when we record, we will actually be able to see it. So
yeah,
you should have an extra cameraman like at the side.
Yeah, but do we have to like tell them that it's a prank?
No,
we
yeah, don't. Yeah. After you, after you drive up to them and say like, yeah, it's a prank.
Nah, bro, we're not doing that.
We don't have to do that. Though. That
bitch. Like, it's not illegal to report people without their consent. It's a public place.
Not in public. We can do whatever the fuck we want with cameras, you know.
Yeah,
let's go.
And we should have like a mic or something on us.
Yeah, of course.
Or like hold our phones or something.
I mean, sometimes it could be like funny to see their reactions to their reactions that it's a prank, like. But
we could do it to a couple of people, and then we can have it like in the end of the video, like we said it to everyone.
Yeah.
You know, every fucking prank channel does that. You know, they do like a whole prank video, and then in the end they show that, like,
yeah, I know,
when they tell three people like it's a prank.
Yeah.
They don't tell everyone though. I'm pretty fucking sure they don't tell everyone.
And that it feels so awkward. You can like do that in Sweden.
Yeah, maybe. But if it's a chill guy, it's a prank. If it's a chill guy, then we can do
They'd
it.
They'd be like, oh, okay.
Okay.
What does that mean? We can tell them that they are on like national TV and shit. Like fucking SVT is recording this.
This SVT, you have been pranked.
What was that prank channel called that was aired on SVT? There was a prank channel that aired. I don't think it was recorded in Sweden, but I remember watching it.
I don't know.
Like, it's just a joke or something like that. I used to watch that shit in the summer, so I remember that.
LOL.
Yeah. Remember, I saw this video. I don't know the YouTube channel's name, but they did like they went up to people and then he got a call. And then they like described the people sitting next to them.
Oh, I've seen that.
And yeah.
How about Beirut? That's Beirut? The name of the channel. How about Beirut? That's the name of the channel.
I'm pretty sure. Okay. I feel many people have done this, but they went up to the people, they describe them, and then they just walk off. And then it comes like 10 people afterwards saying that he was talking shit on the phone and stuff like that. We should do that as well.
Yeah,
oh, he covering the nipple. We saw the nipple.
Oh, we saw the nipple.
Bro, my nipple hard as fuck.
Oh,
shit.
He looking like the mimic out here, bro.
I got the mimic merch. Did you see? Josh sent a fucking KSI and Roblox partnership or whatever it was.
No, but he was literally performing on the Roblox.
That's low-key fire.
No, I'm about to pull up Twitter, bro.
Urban X Roblox, yeah. Maybe in the future.
Ooh. Rooftopping in Roblox.
Bro, this KSI posted this, bro.
I can't even see what it says. All right, it's...
All right, time to play some Roblox.
Oh,
low key. That's us, low key.
Yeah, bro. Time to play the mimic.
People saying, "Fucking, what are you 7?"
Bro, every time we in a call and like playing something, one of us is always like, "All right, time to play Roblox."
Yeah. Yeah. Urban Place That's coming
or Minecraft.
Urban Place Roblox coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Minecraft. Probably horror games. Roblox.
as some Roblox game.
Fuck Minecraft.
Yeah. Bro, right, yeah. Yeah. What's up?
Right.
What?
No, I was just saying that. I think. Oh shit, corner. Anyways, I just kind of lost interest in Minecraft when they added all of these advanced fucking updates. Yeah. Like, it's too much now. It should be simple.
That's true.
But it kind of gets boring when you've done everything.
Yeah, true. But so, I think that it's like all of the new shit, they don't even help you with like completing the game. They have no purpose.
It should be like, I feel like you need something else like that you can accomplish in the game.
Yeah.
Like another dimension or some shit.
Like something really hard.
Yeah, like the Ender Dragon, but like something else.
But maybe, but even harder, because the Ender Dragon isn't even a challenge anymore.
Maybe like the Wither, you know? Like another just OP mob.
But is that even a natural like boss?
Yeah, you spawn it from, you kill a lot of Withers, you take their skulls, and then you just place them on Soul Sand.
Yeah, but like you don't get anything from it.
Yeah, like, yeah, you do.
You do?
You get like a star, I think.
Yeah. Bro,
what you about to do with a damn star, bro?
I think you make a beacon or something.
Yeah. Just for flexing. Minecraft professional right here.
Yeah. I'm a Roblox professional, so it's all good.
I'm the mimic fucking world champion.
Bro, this dude is ex-hamster professional, bro. Stop it.
Oh,
stop the cat.
I played like the whole the mimic game like, I don't know, 5 times now. So, you know the last boss that we're always fucked up on, you know, where you had to like walk into rooms and shit. I fucking fluked that one like first attempt when I was playing with Ulastey and Richard.
Wait, you what game?
The mimic, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because it took like, I don't know, like more than 1 hour for me, Felix, and Gilles to do it.
The one with the skulls?
No, you know, Marie Claude.
Oh, right, that one. That sounds so hard, bro. We had to pull up, like, tutorials and shit.
Yeah, the fucking bro, that was Chinese actually scary. Guy, yeah, that game is pretty fucking intense.
Bro, that is actually scary.
We should have recorded it, like, the first time we played it, because we got so scared.
That was crazy. But when we do the bird prank, and we have, like, people telling us what we're gonna do, like, what things are we gonna say and do?
I think when we're on the call, we will just say, like, a lot of random shit that just comes to mind.
Yeah.
Just, like...
And not too harsh things either.
Like,
that would just be, like...
Is that a wig or is that your real hair?
Bad.
Like, random shit.
Or, like, you ask for directions and then you, like... Please don't speak so loud, please.
Yeah, please. cool it down, dude.
Yeah.
Come on, take
a shit. Direction. It was just a question. Go the other way.
Or you should be, or you can like speak to us in the fucking AirPod. Like, oh wait, 1 second. Yeah.
Or like we walk up to like random people, like, well, you don't want to talk shit about my mama, and like everybody comes like circles around. Like,
yeah.
The whole fucking bird gang coming up.
Oh, we have.
Yeah, just like six birds pull up.
Like some old ass ladies.
One of us should pretend to be like running away from someone, and then we will all just come chasing him.
Yeah. Like, and then you stop and was like, yeah, it was this dude.
Well, like I seen his one prank. It was like this dude like stood beside a different dude, and he was like, yeah, what's up? Why you talking shit? Like, I'll beat your ass. I got my brother with me, like, pointing to a random dude.
Oh, yeah.
And then I ask him, like, oh, you rolling with me? And then, like, 100 dudes come and he just starts running. And he just...
Creep or blood. So mirror right, on the wall.
if we do that, we have to be, like, we have to wear masks and stuff because we're not that scary.
That's true.
We have to go, like...
Which is funny if you
especially not this dude,
we can
bro.
Do the like no fuck you you're pointing at the wrong dude, I'm pretty sure. Were you supposed
Wait,
to point
is this?
This is me.
I'm pointing at you, bro. Look at those nipples, bro. Anybody gonna be scared of you is because you look like a Nazi, bro.
We can do the, you know, Arab masks.
That's low-key too. I have this one mask, I don't know what it is. Anonymous mask, low-key fire.
Anyways, I think we have exposed all of our future plans already now, so I think it's time to wrap up.
Yeah.
So,
like a condom.
Rolled out. Yeah, but like, Gilbert.
As we said, the last episode was funny as shit. Y'all better go check that one out. We spoke about all the shit we did in school because we end now. We did a lot of crazy ass shit. And we're going to keep doing these podcasts. And as we said, we're going to keep doing like prank videos, 100K step, different challenges and shit like that. So if y'all just subscribe, hit the notification button, and like, we're gonna exceed y'all expectations on the Urban channel. We're gonna do some crazy shit, so y'all will not regret it.
And one last thing, whole lot of gang shit time. Everyone ready? 3, 2, 1. Whole lot of gang shit.